Yeah, we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, here at 948. And next segment, we're going to be chatting here with Tara Claussen, Executive Director of Kansa United Way here in the Manhattan area. Tara, it's good to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, we're glad we could get you on the program. I know that, you know, a lot of folks are needing help right now, and a lot of nonprofits are doing whatever they can to assist folks in this pandemic. I understand you have a 211. Is that a phone line that's available as a resource?
It is. It's a confidential phone line that is, let me see if I have my radio going here in the background. I apologize. We have this 211 confidential hotline that's very easy for people to call in. Simply dial 211. It gets you to a trained call specialist who can direct you to over 200 resources, those nonprofits in our community that help focus on our health, our education, our financial stability as we navigate and times many of us thought we would never see.
A lot of folks are needing financial help right now. What are some of the agencies that are under that umbrella?
It's actually broader even than those that we term partner agencies. So it's beyond the and very inclusive to our community overall. So you have those that we might expect, crisis center, the emergency shelter, but Common Table. We've gotten Common Table the information to be a part of that. We've got any of those resources if you are looking for guidance. It's also beyond that, and there's an education component. I know being a graduate of the university and the College of Education, that program on campus has developed some networking and some resource sites to go as we become parent teachers in this time. And so there's resources there for our community members. So it's really a broad scope. So if you have a question, Give it a try and see if they can direct you to the right resource. There's so many out there that sometimes it's hard to narrow down.
Yeah, certainly. That's a very good point. Well, let's talk about your COVID-19 fund that you have there with United Way.
We do have a COVID-19 fund. One of the things I'd like to remind the community that United Way, and I mentioned it earlier, focuses on the health, education, and financial stability of our community and our families and individuals year-round. So this crisis doesn't really change our focus. It doesn't really change the collaboration that happens with our agencies in support of those areas. But we understand that the pandemic is creating increased needs for our agencies. So I'm happy to share the opportunity to direct individuals. If you don't know how or where those greatest needs and areas of support are, we can become a great resource for that. We have a community impact fund that supports those agencies, collective, focusing on those areas in the community. And we do have a COVID-19 fund that we'll use to support our agencies who have seen an increase in demand and resources because of the current crisis, whether it's additional calls to the crisis center, additional calls to Pawnee Mill Health Services and the stabilization unit. That fund itself will be directed, any dollars to that will be directed to our agencies who are seeing an increase of support that they're providing.
Now, a lot of these funds that you have access to for the community, they exist for a reason, obviously, if for those in need. And you're probably seeing a lot more of that now here, maybe not your traditional folks, but maybe even some folks who wouldn't normally use some of these services.
Absolutely. And I think that's what I really want the community to know is United Way can be that. If I don't know where to go, we have the 211. We have that central kind of support network in those core areas across the board. So if nothing else, let us be a resource for the community. if you're wanting to support, I know there's a lot of ways you can support. And I would just encourage our community and those who are still in a position to be employed, haven't seen that impact them directly. If you're in a position where you can still be generous with your resources and contribute back, those agencies who are providing need on the front line will need those more than ever. So there's a lot of ways to do that. And if you're unsure, I'm happy to visit in person. Or I guess via phone, not face-to-face necessarily, but I'm happy to share my phone number and willing to talk to anybody who might have some questions and how they can direct that support.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and you mentioned by phone here, a lot of things are going virtual, including the allocations process. Explain that.
We are going to go virtual this year. For those who may not be familiar, one of the things that makes United Way very unique is its contributions from the community, but those contributions that everyone makes through employee campaigns or individual donations are really guided back to our funding agents through the allocations process, and that is comprised of donors and individual community members who volunteer through that process. So in the past, it's been a one-day event where we have brought everybody in and completed the process by the end of the day. But in today's world, we're being creative. It will now be over about a four-day window of time. We'll have an introduction with a virtual meeting, like many of us are learning to do in today's world, where we can answer questions of our volunteers who signed up to be a part of that and kind of really guide and set expectations. But then over the course of a 3 or 4 day time period, you'll be able to review the applications and see video presentations from our agencies and then help us complete that process. So the volunteers are so vital to that, as it is community dollars determined and distributed by community members. So we didn't want to change that vital piece. So we're being creative with our process. And I think there'll be some positive outcomes that come out of that. And I'm excited to see us see through. So if you've been a part of allocations in the past and would like to do it again and have time over a period of a couple of days, maybe you haven't in recent years because that one day conflicted with something else, I'd be happy to visit with you and guide you through how to sign up. So we just want to share that out there with everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Tara Claussen here, Kanza United Way, doing a lot of good here in the community to help people get access to local resources. How are you guys conducting meetings at this point with these different social service agencies?
Well, I'll tell you, several weeks ago, trying to think about how could we make sure that our agencies are supported, that the services we're providing are connected with one another so that we know that our needs in the community are being met. Who's finding a shortfall in being able to provide their service? Or who has a change in volunteer structure as we practice social distancing? Maybe a few agencies are identifying and beginning to see some unmet needs that, gosh, are we prepared to address those as we navigate week to week? So we, as an organization, organized a weekly Zoom conference with nonprofits in the community. It's grown. We've had more nonprofits join each week, and we really just collaborate and visit with one another. We support each other. Our social service agencies are no more afraid or scared by the unknown than anybody else in the community, yet they're still on the front lines, assuring that those services are being provided to our community members who need them. So we're a support network for one another. We're creating strategy and opening that door of communication. It's really become a collective effort to say, my agency you know, there's no agency names, I guess is what I want to say a part of that. It's really, how do we support each other? How do we come out of this? And how do we ensure that our community members' needs are being met, whether that's been my responsibility or I can share that on? So it's been very uplifting. It's been very powerful to meet with them each week. We're learning so much about each other, trying our best to ensure that processes are not duplicated. We're directing, you know, we're directing the community to those resources so that we can do even more to support situations that are new in this crisis environment or this pandemic environment.
Well, Tara, we're about out of time here. We've got about a minute here before the top of the hour. Any last comments you'd like to make?
No, I guess I'd just like to say thank you. There's so many different groups in this community we can thank. Our medical professionals, you know, are specifically in Riley County, the group that is providing Facebook Live to us and keeping us informed each and every day, the radio stations. There's so many people who are doing everything we can, so we're very grateful for them. But I guess I would leave you with my phone number, 785-776-3779. If you have any questions on what we've talked about or you just have questions and need a little bit of help, either call us locally or call our 211, and we wish everybody safekeeping.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk again
soon. Thanks, Brandon.
Tomorrow, Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi Hospital and Brian McNulty from Tuttle Creek to join us.